Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Another episode, another day. Welcome to Renewed Radio. I am your host, Sam P, Mr. S to the P, what they call me on the show. How y'all doing out there today? Man, we got a great show for you, man. We're going to be talking about, briefly, the benefits of giving thanks to God. Don't you want to give thanks to God? I mean, especially if you are a follower of Christ, if you go throughout your whole day, as crazy as this world is, and you don't give thanks to God, then something ain't right. Especially if you profess to be a follower. So we're going to briefly talk about the benefits of giving thanks to God based on what the Lord has given me and shown me even this week, man, because I'm telling you, it's not just giving thanks to God in the good times when everything is good. Giving thanks to God when people getting on your nerves like all the time. And it's awesome. It's just amazing, man. We're going to get into it while we're listening to some great music, some great conversation, because this is your station for Christ-like transformation. So as we get into it, we're going to our intro song by a new artist here on Renewed Radio. This is BJ McKenzie with his single Born to Win. Y'all check it out.
Got a bad report. You were all alone, no one there to support. And standing at your breaking point, 'cause your faith is weak, keep asking God, why me? He has a purpose and a plan for you. At your weakest moment, he'll come and rescue you. You were created to produce greatness. You will survive this. You were born to win. You were built for this.
You were built for this.
You were born to win. You're losing the battle, yeah. You wish you can change the channel, but you can't. If God created his own way, be still and let him guide you. 'Cause he knows your destiny, fighting all of your enemies. Oh, you were built for this. Hallelujah. Say, oh. For the Bible says that we've been made and endure for a night. But I come to let you know that your joy is coming. You were born to win. In the midst of everything that you're going through, you were born to win. God is going to bless you.
B.J. McKenzie with his single Born to Win off his album Encouraging God's Nation, actually in stores now. So go ahead and cop that album, man, because if you don't realize that you were born to win because of our Father in Heaven, Jesus Christ, who's already won the battle for us, you were already born to win. You just got to go pick up your trophy, man. You just got to go for your win. And the only way you can do that is if you receive the winner, who is Jesus Christ, that defeated death. So, man, look, no matter what your situation is, you were born to win. Just ask my man B.J. McKenzie. So go check out his album, Encouraging God's Nation, because we got to encourage God's Nation. Because as the body of Christ, we have to go out into the world and show people why that this man called Jesus is such a the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, even more than that. So, yes, let's go out here as a body of Christ, because each and every person in the body of Christ now wasn't always in the body of Christ. You know, I'm in the body of Christ now because I make a commitment. As hard as it is, I still want to serve Jesus and I still love him. And so, to make a commitment to serve Christ, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. But like the word says, obedience is better than sacrifice. And you can never go wrong with Jesus. So check it out, man. We're talking about briefly benefits of giving thanks to God. And the reason I'm talking about this is because something that encouraged me. You know, I work with kids, and honestly, I actually work with kids in a underserved community. And if anybody knows anything about underserved communities, you know, sometimes the kids could come from broken homes, which in turn causes them to have behavior problems in school. And so basically, you know, going with that every day, I know God has called me to that area, because me personally, I came from a Christian home, but I act like I came from a broken home because I was acting all crazy and acting out, and I used to hang out with, you know, the drug dealers, the dope boys, because I didn't really want to accept the call of God on my life. I wanted people to accept me, and now that I realize that people will never accept you, you know, you have to be accepted by God first, and then you can know who you really are. You know, dealing with that environment, sometimes it can get frustrating. You know, trying to encourage kids, they don't want to listen because they're going back into a hostile environment. But for me, I was reading a devotional, and it was yesterday, and it goes something a little like this. It was like, when many things seem to be going wrong, trust me, when your life feels increasingly out of control, thank me. These are supernatural responses, and they can lift you above your circumstances. If you do what comes naturally in the face of difficulties, you may fall prey to negativism. Even a few complaints can set you on a path that is downward spiral by darkening your perspective and mindset. With this attitude controlling you, complaints flow more and more readily from your mouth. And sometimes I find myself complaining just with the kids, just even with some coworkers. But then I realize the more I complain, the worse and drained I feel when I get home, you know, with my wife, because she needs me. You know, my wife is currently pregnant with our first child by testimony, thank God. And so when I come home, if I'm complaining all the time at work, then it's like it's not really helping in the end. And so I've learned to trust the Lord and give him thanks. And one of the benefits of giving thanks to God is that he'll give you peace, you know, even in the midst of chaos. I found out when I went in yesterday, And I just started doing this more consistently. I went in and I started praying, and I started renouncing things and speaking life over the kids and the school, and speaking life over their grades, speaking life towards their destiny, you know. And did it make the kids calm down? No, it didn't. But it gave me peace. It gave me peace. So when I was able to respond, I had to respond in a discipline mode, but I responded with a loving heart and not resenting the kids. So I had that peace that surpasses all understanding. Because even when things get crazy, no matter what rules or what things they know what to do, sometimes you just got to call out to the Lord. It's like, Lord, help me. Just give me peace even in this situation right now. You know, and so one thing that a benefit of giving thanks to the Lord that he'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. The Bible says that the peace that surpasses all understanding, meaning anything that we can naturally understand in our own mind, will guard our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Another benefit of giving thanks to the Lord is that he'll lead and guide you in the direction that you need to go, because now you're more attentive to what he's trying to do, but and you're not looking based on your circumstances. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't rely on your own understanding. For in all thy ways you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. And see, one thing about it, when you give thanks to the Lord, even when things are going crazy in your life, that shows God that you trust him, because he knows anyway. But then that'll actually show you that you trust the Lord, and your mindset will go towards trusting God even when things look crazy, even when people say, well, how do you deal with that? It's not you dealing with it. It's now that you are casting your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. A lot of times when we have situations in our life, we carry our own burdens. We're so used to doing that we're not used to giving our burdens to someone else. And so a lot of times, even as believers, most of us won't give our burdens to the Lord because we think that God is just like man. Even though he is a man, he is not like man. He came without sin. And a lot of times we're so used in our natural habits of carrying our own burdens, especially men, that we wear ourselves out and we get depressed and frustrated. And that's when the enemy comes in, when we're at our most vulnerable point where we want to give up and tries to influence us to give up. But we have to continue to give thanks to the Lord at all times, because it's important that just a small thank you, Lord, even when things are going crazy, it's showing God that you are still focused on him. Even if you just say it quietly, whether you're in your job, because I know some jobs, they don't even want you to say Jesus, like the one I work at. But, you know, I don't really care about that, to be honest with you, because I know that it's more than one way that I can speak the name of Jesus, even in my thoughts. I can just meditate on him. I can quietly whisper his name, and I know he hears me. And so that's just some brief benefits. Just want to encourage the body of Christ of giving thanks to God. When you give thanks to God, the thing about it is it's showing that you trust him. And so as a result, he'll do the thing that he has promised you. He may not do it right then, but he'll do it, because if you keep giving thanks to God regardless of how bad things are, see, God wants to do more than just give you your blessing, but he wants to give you your blessing while you're transformed. So stay encouraged out there, body in Christ. We're going to go back to the stations. I'm going to my man Baradox. He has his new single called What Set You Claim, and go check out his video on YouTube. You can actually go to my YouTube page, and it's on Facebook, and he's one of my featured artists that I have on featured channels on YouTube. So go check out Baradox. This is his new single, What Set You Claim. Check it out.
This is so serious. Everywhere that we go, they already know we down to bust the flow. Holy like a ghost and rip the show with the Lord of Hope. Don't define me by a coat. I'm versatile like a moat. High when I rhyme, coming straight from the heart. Spirit man, work of art, staying free from the dark. So I walk in the light, light. Rip this mic and get the crowd hype to scream the name of Christ. So call me a hype man, I'll be his right hand, or better yet, sidekick. Christ is like Batman. He got all the gadgets to eradicate them. You're not just something, I'm talking about all sin. With him you win, with the devil you lose. This is for our crews, take your fingers off snooze. Don't let sin abuse you to the point of death. Before your last breath, accept Christ right.
Is it for money, or is it for fame? Tell me what sets your claim. Call on Jesus and accept his name, because without him, you're straight burning the flames. Is it for money, or is it for fame? Tell me what sets your claim. Call on Jesus and accept his name, because without him, you're straight burning the flame.
You better wake up right now and stop all the daydreaming, plotting and scheming, taking counsels from demons and start to reason. Think for yourself, man. You really need help, man, and your way ain't working. So like chicken, you've been jerked for a season, but my God wants to intervene to show you true freedom. We need him to give us some godly wisdom day in and day out, so we can be about his business and the Christian job description. Remember the mission, we are to go fishing for men and women. Visit the prisons, feed the hungry and love on them. Not act ignorant and down on them. We got things common, situations and problems. Some on top, some on bottom, but with Christ we can solve them. If we unify, keep our focus on him. Fellowship, study hard, practice prayer and fasting.
Is it for money, or is it for fame? Tell me what sets your claim. Call on Jesus and accept his name, because without him, you're straight burning the flames. Is it for money, or is it for fame? Tell me what sets your claim. Call on Jesus and accept his name, because without him, you're straight burning the flames.
Yo, I'm not here to entertain you or amuse you. I want you to experience a true life breakthrough, and not just to the point of getting saved this very day. Tomorrow walk away like you ain't got saved today. Now God's way is the best way, in the world's way it's like going the wrong way. Down the one-way street, so we speak in our speeches what we teach from the Bible, so our lifestyles don't become weak or trapped by the acts of those on TV who get paid to entertain. I drop the truth for free. You gotta understand, in this land of the lost, that God is the boss, and Satan is just a knockoff. Replica, not the true creator, who's much greater and made us in love. So he offered up our savior for all who fall short of his righteousness. So take this here free gift and open it up real quick.
Is it for money, or is it for fame? Tell me what sets your claim. Call on Jesus and accept his name, because without him, you're straight burning the flames. Is it for money, or is it for fame? Tell me what sets your claim. Call on Jesus and accept his name, because without him, you're straight burning the flames.
So what I'm saying, man, is what sets your claim. Claim the Lord, or do you rock with Satan? Yo, as for me, I'm rocking with the best. Talking about Jesus, no less.
Yeah, what set you claiming, man? That was my man Baradox with What Set You Claim. Go ahead and check out his new single in stores today, man. Look, I told everyone that I was going to play a little something for you. For people who have birthdays in this month, and I think last month, in the month of September and October, So if you had a birthday in September, October, this one's for you, man. Just this song, I got it actually from the Chipmunks. I like the way that they came in. So happy birthday to everybody who had a birthday in the month of September and October, my beautiful wife. It was our anniversary, and she had a birthday. And so, you know, a brother's going to have to be working hard. And so, but it was a success. God allowed me to be able to treat her to a nice dinner, and then we went out. And so it's always good. And if you marry men, yo, continue to, you know, go above and beyond. You know, nothing is never too original for your spouse. So this is everyone who had a birthday. Check it out. Happy birthday to you all who have birthdays in the month of September and have in October. We pray that God blesses you and allows you to see many, many more. As you know, this is Cancer Awareness / Pregnancy Loss Awareness Month. And so, you know, to honor that, all the cancer survivors or people who have had someone die of cancer, or also those who have had miscarriages and things of that nature, we know that can be a very hurtful time with both situations. And sometimes it's even hard to recover from. It can even lead to depression because it's just like you don't know what to do. You don't know what to think. But my man Adam Prodigal Son, has his single just for that. It's called Stay Strong. So this is for the cancer awareness, pregnancy loss. This song is dedicated to y'all. Check out my man Adam Prodigal Son with Stay Strong.
Prodigal Son, baby. And I would like to dedicate this song to anybody who's died from cancer and those who are currently fighting cancer. Let's go.
You see, you gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. Cause you're strong, girl. You gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong.
Product
you're strong, girl.
You see, I can't stand cancer, plus you know I really hate it. So I'm praying for your body to the man that created it. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, just like a broken faucet, I pray his blood leaks all over your family and comfort them with peace. Even if the Lord says, girl, you come home with me, you see we serve a healing God, and he has all the answers. Healing leprosy, blind people, even cancer. I pray right now that the Lord sets you free spiritually. I can feel your pain, hold my hand and squeeze. I pray right now that the Lord sets you free spiritually, I can feel your pain, hold my hand and squeeze.
Hey, you see, you gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. Cause you're strong, girl. You gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. Cause you're strong, girl. No matter what you're going through, gotta keep your head to the sky.
I wrote this song for every man and woman fighting cancer. Just know you should live and not die.
No matter what you're going through, gotta keep your head to the sky.
I wrote this song for every man and woman fighting cancer. Just know you should live and not die. You see, I know I hate to see you in a hospital bed with cancer all over your body, speaking like you ain't dead. I look cancer in the eyes, cause I ain't really fearing it, ain't hearing it. Jesus got the blood that can cure it.
You see, you gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong, cause you're strong, girl. You gotta stay strong. You gotta stay strong.
That's right, and I dedicate this song to anybody who's currently fighting cancer right now. Keep your head up. And remember this.
You gotta stay strong. Miss Margaret Stone.
That's right.
You gotta stay strong.
Let's go.
Just keep your head up. And you gotta stay strong.
Yeah, that was my boy Adam Prodigal Son with his single Stay Strong, dedicated for anyone who has had cancer, struggling with cancer right now, and even the cancer survivors, those who passed away from cancer, but it's also Pregnancy Loss Awareness Month as well. So I felt like that song could apply to both situations. And so just know that we serve a healing God, and God is able to do anything that he wants to. See, one thing about it is God doesn't cause sickness, because we stay in a fallen world. But you know that if you trust in God, what looks unusual to man is usual to God. And so according to his word, by your stripes you are healed. So if you've been struggling with cancer, know that God can heal you, whether it's on earth or even in heaven. And also, if you been a victim of pregnancy loss, just know that if God has promised you something, he'll give it to you, because he is faithful. And so continue to stand strong on the word of God, and Jesus loves you, and he will do what he says. So as we are winding down here on Renewed Radio, we are having our next show actually Tuesday of the 11th. So same time, same place, 6:30. Go ahead and put it in your calendar, your phone, wherever you, if you write stuff down, put it in your brain, your memory gap. But you got so much stuff going through today, you might not remember. So go ahead and write it down somewhere. Got a great show. Also, if you are a Christian artist, submit your music to plug into Jesus, plug in the number 2, Jesus at therenewedsamp.com. We want to get your music heard. We want to get God's name lifted up in all genres of music, because right now this is a cold world, man, and all the music is talking about is killing each other, but we're not talking about lifting each other up, and we're not talking about giving honor to the one who gives us the ability to lift ourselves up through his power, Jesus Christ, because he is going to return. So definitely submit your music. If you got any promos, submit those to there. Then you can check me out on Renewed Radio on Facebook. So this is Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Thank you for joining me. I will see you next Tuesday, 6:30. Peace.